Chapter 3. Owing to the mode of our last communication, it is quite impossible Mr. Lawrence and I should have any intercourse. I hope I may not be thought difficult, Rankin said, his crisp and aristocratic vowels carrying quite clearly over the deck of the Allegiance. His transport, the Beatrice, had already gone away again, with no more news for the colony. She had left only 2 months after the Allegiance herself, and the news of the rebellion had not yet reached government. But it is generally accepted, I believe, that the Dragon Deck is reserved for officers of the corps, and if the gentleman is quartered towards the stern, I see no reason why any inconvenient scenes should arise.
I see no reason why I shouldn't push his nose in for him, Granby said under his breath, joining Lawrence on the leeward side of the quarter-deck, where passengers were ordinarily allowed liberty. The worst of it, he added, is I can't see any way clear to refusing him. The orders are plain black on white. He is to be put up to Ringe's egg. What a damned waste!
Lawrence nodded a little. He, too, had had a letter, if not in an official capacity.
Though nothing would I like better than if he should get himself sunk in the ocean on his way to you, Jane had written. But his damned family have been squalling at their lordships for nigh on 5 years now, and he had the infernal bad luck, mine, that is, of finding himself in Scotland lately, when we were so overset. Went up with one of the ferals out of Arcady's pack, saw a little fighting, and managed to get himself wounded again. So I must give him a beast, or at least a chance of one, and someone must put up with him thereafter, as I am about to have 26 hatchlings to feed, and likely enough a war in Spain. I don't scruple to say, better you than me. This last was emphatically full of capitals and underlined. I have made the excuse that this is the first egg we have had out of the ferals, and his having experience of them in the field should be an advantage in its training. I was tolerably transparent, I think, but a title does wonderful things, Lawrence. I should have contrived one much sooner if I had known its use. Gentlemen who swore at me like fishwives 6 months ago are become sweet as milk, all because the regent has signed some scrap of paper for me and nod their heads and say, yes, very good, when before they would have argued to doomsday if I should say, it is coming on to rain. Also, it is a great benefit they none of them know whether to say m'lady or sir, and as soon as they have arrived at a decision, they change it again. I only hope they may not make me a duchess to make themselves easy by saying, your grace. It would not suit half so well. I am very obliged to your mother, by the by. She wrote when she saw my name had come out in Debrett's, as J. Rowland, very discreet, and had me to a nice sociable little dinner with every cabinet minister she could contrive to lay hands on, I gather. All very shocked, as they had brought their wives, but they could not say so much as boo with her ladyship at the foot of the table, as if butter would not melt in her mouth, and the ladies did not mind in the least when they understood I was an officer, and not some Vauxhall comedienne. I found them sensible creatures, all of them, and I think perhaps I've got quite the wrong notion about them as a class. I expect I ought to be cultivating them. I don't mind society half so much if I may wear trousers, and they were very kind, and left me their cards. We are trundling along well enough otherwise, and getting back into some order. Feeding dragons on mash and mutton stew is a damned sight cheaper, thank God, if the older ones do complain. Exidium is all sighs and loud reminiscences of fresh cattle, and Temeraire's name is not much loved among them for having given us the technique. I will say a word in your ear for him. I am uneasy about this business in Spain. Bonaparte ain't a fool, and why he should wreck a dozen cities on the southern coast, fresh from the ruin of his invasion, I cannot understand. Mulgrave thinks he means to take Spain and to stop us from supplying them from the sea, but for that he ought to be burning them in Portugal instead. If Temeraire should think it some stratagem of Lien's, I would be glad to know of it, even late as the intelligence must come. It is very strange to think, Lawrence, that I cannot hope for an answer in under 10 months, and a year and a half the more likely. Now we have lost the Cape Town port to those African fellows, the couriers cannot even go to India and meet your letter halfway. For consolation, if you should find yourself overcome with passion, and happen to accidentally drop Rankin down a cliff, or by some mischance run him through, at least I will not hear of it for as long. And anyway, you are already transported, which I must call a great convenience for murder. But I do not mean to hint, although it is a great pity to waste an egg upon him, even one of our poor unwanted stepchildren. I hope Emily has not got into too many scrapes. Though she cannot officially be your ensign, I am sure you will oblige me by keeping her from any really reckless behaviour, and do not let Rankin come the scrub over her, if he have the gall. I have seen enough to know he is just the sort of rotter who would try off airs of false pity for her sacrifice, and other nonsense.